The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs for security, for show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's to say grand folk supporters and witnesses this past weekend of the last of the
Senate? Hello?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
There you go. We had some news coming from Buzz's room.
Hi, Don Geronimo.
Funny. Who did you miss the most?
On vacation.
Rob.
No.
Bill Hartford.
He survived the cut.
Yes.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Still pretty excited.
Is he?
Yeah, despite an overall decline, he's still number one in Montgomery County.
Okay, I read that today.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Statistical Elimination and all the ships at sea. Jerry Lewis's personal trainers, welcome back. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show, new episode here on Tuesday.
Yesterday was Labor Day.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. But it feels like Monday.
It does.
Especially with the first day of school, which it was for my kids today.
Mine also. And
here we kind of cleaned up the opening here. We're just going to jump right into the show every day.
Cool.
What?
Oh.
What?
I'm just laughing because it is new, and it's new. It was crazy. It was crazy, but you've cut it down a little
bit. Yeah, I did. Well, you know, we played the Woody Harrelson tape for years and years.
Right.
We played, you know.
You changed the opening.
Welcome to our show.
Periodically to freshen things up.
Yeah. I just figure now we got to get right on the air. So
right.
We're here. Hello.
Hi.
This is it. This is the show. Let me first start by saying that I'm alive.
Yay!
And Buzz is alive. We both
both
had,
of you survived your medical procedures.
Mm-hmm. We both had elective cosmetic surgery over the vacation.
That's true. That's more true than you know.
How did your lipo go, Buzz?
Actually, very well.
Good.
While I was gone, I got a bill, my credit card bill, for our business travel. $4,000 worth of charges from a plastic surgeon in Hollywood, Florida. I don't know how it got on my card, but it's being investigated.
Are you being serious or are you joking?
I'm serious. There was a charge for like $1,500 and $2,500 to some doctor in Hollywood, Florida.
Right, and this is all part of Buzz's giant scam.
Yes, yes.
Because now he's got a tape of himself on a national radio show saying that he doesn't know what the charges are.
Thanks,
but,
Ron.
You know, while he flew down to Hollywood, Florida to have his whole face done.
I've never been there. So I'm alive. Buzz is alive.
Uh-huh.
Mike made it back from Ireland alive.
Yeah, I made it back in one piece from that country of drunken thugs.
And, he's turned on Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Rob was here.
Happy Labor Day!
So nothing changed at all for Rob.
But Rob, you know, Rob's got the kind of face that I looked at Rob. He didn't see me looking at him. I looked at him through the window and just began to chuckle, and I knew I was back home.
The good news here is, listen, Buzz, I just had a thought.
What?
You mentioned you think that your credit card was stolen.
Wait, somebody, I think, stole the number and used it at a plastic surgeon in Florida.
Have you talked to Deborah Dean?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Huh. You know what? Thanks for the tip.
I apologize. I just broke a 2-year promise never to mention that topic.
Yes, well, you mentioned it briefly.
What the hell? It's the beginning of a new show, and I think you'll be glad to know.
Happy fall.
You regular listeners of the program that... And we're here until Christmas, okay?
Right.
So stop your bitching about us not being on the air because of the contract and taking the time off there.
Right.
We're here.
And, you know, with the fact that we're all getting older and we need these periodic medical procedures... It is necessary to take these times off to get healthy. You know, our season, Don, doesn't. It's not the summer or the winter. Our season is 24/7.
Right, but we're here now, and we're here until the until one of us dies or Christmas, whichever comes first. And it truly is great to be back because while you were able to enjoy a holiday,
yes, I was,
and I know that anytime Rob doesn't have to be with us, it's a holiday. I know Buzz didn't have the best of times off, and
no.
The Jesus H. Christ, neither did I.
Yes.
I stand before you today as a man with stitches running up and down my back.
But not snot running down his nose.
No, snot running down his nose. What they did with that, and this worries me because the surgeon, my great doctor, Dr. Walters, Dr. Detroit.
I put a stitch in.
Yeah, Dr. Giggles.
Wow.
What he did was he put a valve in my kidney, my one good kidney.
Tell the truth. He put it in your penis.
Yeah, he put a valve in the kidney. He has given me, now this is not in writing, this is just verbal, a 40-year guarantee on it.
How old is the doctor?
60.
Yeah. I mean, it's meaningless. It's a meaningless guarantee.
He won't live to the end of the guarantee on the piece of plastic that he put in my kidney.
That's even a 10-year guarantee, he'd be able to feign Alzheimer's.
But I was able to get out of the hospital and for a while there it was wonderful with my great wife / nurse Frida, who really enjoyed the fact that she had to put my shoes on and tie my shoes.
You are moving very slowly. I thought it was less of an invasive procedure until I saw you walking today rather gingerly down the hallway.
It's no big deal. However, last week, it really was. And it was bad when I was finally able to get up out of bed and go out and do something, and a shoe would become untied. We're at the mall or just out at a store, and I would have to...
You'd have to plead for help to the patrons?
No, that's my wife. You know, I'd have to say, honey, would you please tie my shoe for me?
What about wiping? Well, you know, I mean, that requires the body to twist a little bit, to contort somewhat.
You're not going to like hearing this.
Well, that's why I asked.
You're not going to like this.
This is bad, very bad.
I had to jerry-rig.
I just laughed so hard I tooted.
I had to jerry-rig a little something.
Like tongs?
Yeah, but no, what I had to do was I took a ruler. Okay, a plastic ruler. It's back to school time, and we have all the accoutrements for our kid.
I guess that's one that's not going to school.
No. That one's been destroyed.
So the little plastic ruler.
What I would have to do is
long.
Take the plastic ruler, then take a bunch of toilet paper and wrap it around.
Did I mention I am very glad to be back at work?
I would have to wrap it around the edge of the ruler.
Right.
And then
go digging for gold.
And I couldn't do this while sitting. I had to be standing.
So wow.
I would actually.
Oh. Did you have to put your leg up on the bathtub or something?
But be standing. I put my leg up on a vanity like this. So
right.
I got my leg like this. Now I'm more mobile. Now I can wipe now.
Right. Good.
However, last week the procedure was you take the ruler.
Yeah.
You wrap about a half a roll of toilet paper around the end of it.
Right.
And then what you do is you go back.
Yeah.
And you just kind of swab.
You swab, you dab.
You swab.
Little dab will do you.
You swab, and then I don't like to look. Yeah. But I was forced to look.
You have to make sure you're taking care of business.
Because I would then pull out, you know, my Easter bouquet, and I would look at it.
Did you have to walk back to the toilet?
No, I did this right by the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Right next to the toilet. And then I would look at it and discern whether everything had been done or not, and I would have to go back and do another roll of, you know, I went through toilet paper like crazy.
Sure. Did you ever just bag it when it was maybe orange?
For a couple of days. No. No,
just say that's enough of this effort. Sweat would pour down your face.
I maintain I was very clean back there. The only real medical problem I had was the first day after I had this procedure.
Right.
I don't know what was going on with my bladder and my kidney.
Yes.
But I'd be standing right in front of the commode, ready to take a leak, and goddamn, I got the thing pointed right down, right in the middle.
Sure.
And the stuff would take a right-hand turn.
Oh.
And at one point,
kind of came out at an angle, like one of those special hoses that you use.
I was peeing all over my wall.
Oh, that's bad.
And I'm looking at him going, what the hell have they done here?
So you maybe had to point it towards the left to hit the bowl?
Yes, for a couple of days what I had to do.
And now it's coming out straight?
Now it's coming out straight. Straight and pure. But for a couple of days, yeah, it was taking...
Good for you.
It was coming out. It was taking a right-handed, taking a sharp right-hand turn.
Yeah.
Sharp right-hand turn.
So between that and the number two, you've been forced to move to a new home.
I was able to get most of the stains and most of the stuff cleaned up myself. Thank God we do have Alicia who comes in and
yeah, leave a little something extra in her envelope.
cleans our house a couple of times a week. And
she wears the jumpsuit, doesn't she?
And I never at any time had to ask my wife to come in and assist me.
Good.
With either the number one or the number two. It was only the putting on of underpants.
Right.
Putting on pants.
Oh, that's tough.
Putting on shoes, tying shoes.
Right.
But all of that's behind me now, and I feel pretty good.
That's good.
I feel good.
You look good. Your color's good.
I'm glad I had this. Well, I was able to actually, for the last couple of days of this, they loaded me in a car and brought me to Ocean City.
Weren't you taken to Ocean City in an ambulance?
Yes, where I was able to actually get one of them. We rented one of them chairs that turns into a recliner.
Yeah.
And I was actually simply able to lay on the beach, thus avoiding the shark attack.
In a real recliner?
Yeah. Well, no, they rent these babies on Ocean City on the boardwalk.
Oh, okay.
These wooden chairs that...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That have the big cushion on them.
And they got canvas and cushion, and the guy comes out there, and you pay him $15 for the day, and you just lay flat on your back there. And
he can carry, like much in the movie 10, he can carry you into the water, too.
But nobody carried me in the water.
You don't want to go in the water.
I didn't get killed by a shark or anything. Good. Didn't get eaten up by a shark. When I was at the beach, a couple of things did happen that I do want to share with you.
Was there any panic?
Not of a medical nature, no. No, because the shark attacks were down in Norfolk, and they were in North Carolina.
Yeah, but I'm not going in the water. I'll never go in the water again.
Oh, come on. Yes, you will.
No, I like the pool anyway. I never liked the way you get all spudgy at the beach. What the hell? I don't need to go in the ocean like my ancestors.
I buy those the rationale of the people who are saying you got a better chance of getting hit by lightning than you do of being eaten by a shark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but lightning, bam, it's all over. Yeah. You know, you don't have something chewing on you.
Chomp, chomp.
Well, you know, don't go in the water at 6 o'clock. Right?
You know, I don't buy that either. I think it can happen at high noon, 6 o'clock, whenever Jaws is out there. You know, I think it can happen at any time of the day.
It's feeding time. That's all I know. Late in the day, it's feeding time.
What about early morning? Is early morning safe?
I believe that's safe.
Because that's the time I used to like to go in the ocean.
And I think, as a matter of public service, from now on every beach, from the East Coast to the West Coast, whenever someone wants to go swimming, we should send Jerry Lewis out first.
Right.
Because if there's an inviting meal waiting for a shark, I don't know if you caught the Jerry Telethon. We're going to have our annual review of the Jerry Lewis Show.
I never watch it. I wait for Rob's tapes.
You'll be okay because sharks don't eat whales, Mr. Lewis.
Jerry
looks puffy.
Jerry's beyond puffy. I mean, Puffy Combs laughs at Jerry.
I think that's Jerry being fat, but maybe Jerry being medicated. I think Jerry's probably been on some of those steroids for his pneumonia.
And, you know, in the first break, all he had to do was walk from center stage to his desk.
Right.
And he almost took a spill.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he buckled. He was sad.
And conversely, as fat as Jerry is, Ed looks like he's got AIDS.
Yay!
Ed is gaunt Ed's, you know, Ed used to have the big jowls and everything.
Ed is a man who looks better with weight on than weight off.
Yeah, it doesn't look good, but we've got the whole Jerry thing here coming up. But this weekend was, the week of vacation was more than just a hospital and the wiping myself with a ruler and peeing on the wall.
I like that statement in and of itself.
And getting the valve put in. We actually did get to spend a couple of days down at the beach in Ocean City.
So you were able to recreate a little bit.
Yeah, I got a couple of nice days of recreation. I went to see maybe the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Wow.
I've got to take back everything I ever said about Kevin Smith being a genius.
Right.
Guy is a dope. I mean, the last third of the movie is okay.
Well, why would you take those guys and build a sequel around them? I mean, they weren't that big a part of Dogma.
Well, Dogma was written by Kevin Smith, though.
Right.
It was a well-written movie, and I liked Mallrats, I liked Clerks, I like all those movies. The movie's just a gigantic piece of junk, and you know, I couldn't have. There's no way I could have stood being in the movie if I wasn't like Elvis,
right?
You know, popping my 8,000 attacks a day.
Sure, and it's painful for you to get up and leave the theater.
Yeah,
sure.
So we watched that. That wasn't great. Then we decide. I guess it was Saturday night. We're going to take my in-laws out to dinner because I'm feeling better, and they're down there. They're feeling good, and we've had a tragedy that I will get to in a moment.
Right.
Trying to make everybody feel better through this tragedy. So my mother-in-law gets the idea that we're going to go to Berlin, Maryland. Now, if you've ever seen this awful movie, The Runaway Bride.
Berlin, Maryland is a total recreation, isn't it, of Berlin, Germany? 1940s Berlin, Germany.
Yes, it is. Checkpoint Charlie and everything. Right. The wall, Nazis everywhere. So you go to Berlin, Maryland, and this is where they filmed the movie Runaway Bride. And a lot of the movie was filmed in this joint called the Atlantic Hotel.
Okay.
So this is where we have to go for dinner.
Sure.
This is the place. So we pull up, and it's, you know, Labor Day weekend. I'm positive we're not going to get a place, but shocker, they have room for us. And they bring us in the Atlantic Hotel, and yeah, they've got the memorabilia everywhere. This is where Julia Roberts was.
Right.
And we went in. It was me and my wife and my kid, my in-laws. We're having a wonderful meal. I just want to warn you, if you ever go to this restaurant, because it's been in a movie, the food's great, the setting is great. You just want to watch out for the fag waiters who insist on singing.
Yes, singing? You mean they sing like one of those places that's part of the deal?
Yeah, well, now, the guy we had, the celebrity he most resembled was Nathan Lane. And, I mean, this guy didn't just come to your table and sing or go to another table and sing, "Hey, Mr. Diner!" As the guy in the corner is playing the piano,
right.
This guy, I swear to God, at the top of his lungs,
sure.
As he's carrying food, is walking around the restaurant, "When Irish eyes are smiling."
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was
part of the attraction.
It was annoying. I mean, it was. I think most of the people in there were loving this. Like, oh, this is fantastic. You know, I would say if I give the guy $20, will he shut the frig up?
So he was a tenor, obviously. Yeah.
I don't know.
Did he have a high voice?
He sure did. He sure did. And I found that extremely annoying.
Even with your medication, you were annoyed at that?
No, at that point, I'm medication free.
Oh, you're off the pills.
I'm just on the antibiotics.
Oh, okay, I understand.
So I'm going through this, and I'm putting up with this, and I'm doing it for one reason, and it's because my mother-in-law is very upset, and my wife is very upset, because I'm here to tell you that Brandy... The dog that has been hovering near life and death for years is, in fact, dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm very, very sick.
And...
Hello, dog.
That dog...
How to say goodnight.
You know the story of the dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking
out. I don't know, Don. I'm looking out on you, dog.
This is the dog that we had for years and years, and had when the dog got out of control, senile.
Well, me,
we shipped the dog to the mother-in-law's house.
Right. Yeah, and then that dog, you know, I think maybe last month, I was amazed that the dog was still around.
Well, as it turns out, the dog, bless her heart, she waited to die, to be put down until I was there.
Right.
I just got a feeling that she knew that I was there for the 5 or 6 days that I was in the hospital and stuff. She was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until I get up to the beach that I get the phone call.
That she took a turn for the worst.
That there had been something wrong with our dog, Brandy.
I had a complication.
She held on until you were okay.
Yes, and it was at that point. No, Rob, we didn't share a room at the hospital. it was at that point that my mother-in-law called, and now my mother-in-law, you know, has had the dog for 3 years.
Had to have been destroyed.
My mother-in-law is very very attached to the dog, as sure. I was.
So the dog went in with some infirmity to start with. They put the dog in the veterinary hospital.
Well, the dog, here's the deal. The dog, my mother-in-law was having carpet put in her house. So the dog went to the kennel overnight. And the dog had been shaky before the kennel, and the dog got back from the kennel. And when the dog got back from the kennel, she was like howling her head off, and she couldn't move, she couldn't see, she couldn't move. And
very sad, very sad.
And it was at that time that I made the decision. I said it's time.
You made the decision?
Yeah, I did.
So right.
It's time to put the dog down. It's time to do it.
And you know, little heartless bastard.
Thinking the whole time that they'll be, you know.
I could go on, Dodd.
Easy street for me.
I could go on forever, Dodd. Don't do this. Don't make this decision.
So I'm ready to put the dog down. You know, I'm ready to put the dog down.
Yes.
As long as I'm not involved in it.
Of course.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously you wouldn't, you know, you're not going to take the dog into the garage and put the exhaust in the car.
Well, my mother-in-law says to me, she calls me over and she says, son, I know you're not feeling well and I know that you can't lift anything and carry anything, so what I'm going to do is ask Judy, as my sister-in-law,
right,
ask Judy to help you take Max,
Brandy,
the dog that's alive.
Max is the next one on the list.
Take Brandy to the vet clinic where they're gonna take care of him. I said, oh, all right, I'd be glad to. So we put the dog on a blanket. She's still alive, barely alive, and we carry her out on the blanket.
Having trouble moving, is she?
Yeah, she's not moving at all. She's just pretty much sleeping. And now I'm not doing the carrying again because I've got these stitches in my back. So it's my my sister-in-law and her boyfriend.
Nobody's going to put you down, dog.
Who are doing the heavy work. But Big Frida has already said to me,
load me in the car.
When we get to the hospital, the vet clinic, that I'm the guy. I got to do the talking.
Yeah, you make the call.
Now, this is where I am totally inept. Now, keep in mind,
you put the contract on me.
This dog was our dog for 10 years before we unloaded her on my in-laws.
You got tired of me.
No, we didn't. No, we get tired of you.
I'm sick and tired of me.
We didn't get tired of you.
We'll be in a bike and load me in the car. And you do all the talking.
We didn't get tired of you, Brandy.
You put me away.
Now listen, it was the best way for you to go.
Yeah, I was fine. I just didn't move as fast.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I understand.
It was a very sad situation.
It's a member of the family. It's new carpet. It's my life. I understand everything. Just because of a little incontinence problem crept into my later years.
It wasn't even the incontinence.
Well, what was it?
Well, yeah, the dog was blind in both eyes.
Hello, who are you?
The dog had arthritis in the back leg. She
can't even scratch myself anymore.
Couldn't move. It was a very sad situation. So
I feel somebody wrapping me in a blanket.
We get to... Next time you get me in trouble.
I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'll back off.
No, that's all right. We get to the vet clinic.
Here we are. The death house.
Big house. The long ride.
Member of the family.
Yes, a trusted member of the family. A very good dog for very many years until we finally decided we could stand her no more and that we had to ship her off to the country to live with my in-laws.
I love them.
Who?
Your in-laws.
What about us?
I didn't love you. You sent me away. Sent me away to die.
I didn't send you away to die.
They cared about me. They cared about me. They wouldn't wrap you in a blanket.
I know they were for
it. Sent me to the death house. You talked him into it.
I didn't talk him into it.
It's all you.
It's not all me.
I'd give you a dirty look if I could see you.
So we get to the place. We bring her in the blanket. We put the blanket on the table.
This is an adorable vet visit. Is it? This is the end.
Now, this is an animal hospital.
Animal hospital, right.
So we get there, and
And the girl gives me the paperwork to fill out.
Yeah.
And beyond name...
Sign my death warrant.
Beyond name, I don't even know what kind of dog it is anymore. I mean, it's
I'm a cotton picking Springer Spaniel.
It's a spaniel, but I don't know what kind of
I'm a
spaniel.
Springer Spaniel, man.
So I'm
I can jump, but I can fetch.
So I'm standing there looking like I am the biggest heartless dope in the world because I'm filling out the forms and I'm talking to the girl behind the counter. I say, she said to me, how do you know that? I said, well, it was my dog for 10 years. And
I'm a Springer Spaniel. It's time to spring into the afterlife.
Gave it to my in-laws. And he says, was she a good dog? She was a great dog. We love her so much. And I'm filling out the paperwork. And I go, maybe you could help me with something here. I know that she was a Spaniel, but I don't know what kind of Spaniel she was.
Springer.
And the woman.
Jerry Springer Spaniel.
The woman behind the counter looks at me like, you heartless bastard.
Oh. Yeah.
She might as well just call me Jack Kevorkian.
That's it. That's what your name is, the Kevorkian of dogs.
She shoots me the look, and she says, Springer Spaniel.
Yeah, Springer Spaniel. Come on, Dad, give me the needle.
All right, Springer Spaniel. Then I get to age. And now...
In dog years?
No. In real years.
200.
And again, I don't know. I said, and so I wrote down on the paper, 12, 13, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And question mark, because I don't know.
Right.
I give the paper to the girl, and she gives it back to me, again, looking at me like I'm, the Joan Crawford of dog parents.
Yeah, man.
She looks at me, and she goes, which is it? Like it's a quiz.
Oh, very, very sick.
And I said to her...
Very, very sick.
And I said to her, I'm really not sure. We had the dog 10 years, and the dog's been with my mother-in-law a couple of more. I'm guessing 12, maybe 13.
Well, you would have known before you sent me away.
She says, pick one.
Yeah.
And I said, at this point, what does it matter? She said, we need it for the records.
How about 14?
I selected 13.
13?
Right,
yeah.
In the middle.
That's
13.
A good unlucky number.
13.
13 years.
Hold on, we got a break. Rob said we have to break. We're gonna try to run the show today so that when we get to the end of the show, we just don't have like 2 minutes of buzz and then like a half hour of commercials.
Yeah, go take your commercial break.
When we get back, I'll tell you the rest of what happened with the very sad loss of our lifetime lifetime friend, Brandy the dog.
Yeah. My fur's on your hands.
Stop it.
Bad.
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 Oh.
Yeah. And, I got to tell you about the noises she made after they gave her the stuff. I mean, that was spooky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's freaking spooky.
Oh,
they got to nerve me out a little bit. So I dedicate this show today to Brandy. That's not the sound.
No.
Listen, I'm trying to tell a very serious story here. No one,
I think it's touching. I really do.
Let's clear the lines out. I get a caller number 100. Oh, come on. We love this dog.
I know you did.
I mean, we love the dog, even though, once the dirty deed had been done, my mind was filled with the many times I kicked the dog.
Oh, right.
You know, like when she just wouldn't. Back when she was young and vital, when she was just a pain in the ass.
Yes.
But it would be like, come on, move. And I would just have to give her one of those.
Right.
Just to get her to move.
Well, everybody has those feelings. You're not abnormal.
I know.
Right. I'm gone.
And the many times I would yell at her. You know, I would just. I would just yell at her.
Bye-bye.
I feel awful about it. Let's clear the lines now. Get a call 100.
I'll visit you at night.
At 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
Come on, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get the first caller 100 of the fall season. Here we go. There we are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, you got caller number 100.
Right, it's you. What's your name, my friend?
Kenneth Clark.
Hi, where are you from, Ken?
Washington, D.C.
Ken, you won a prize pack of stuff from Survivor Africa and The Amazing Race.
All right.
And incidentally, Rob thinks that the TV show The Amazing Race is about whites.
No, Rob, I'm sorry to disappoint you. That it is a real race.
A race around the world.
Right.
You thought Survivor was tough. Eating bugs isn't nearly as nasty as spending 24/7 with your ex-husband. Watch The Amazing Race. Not the story of the whites, Wednesdays on CBS. And wait, there's more. You've qualified for a grand prize. Everybody who wins a prize this week on the show next Monday, we're going to be giving away a free trip for two to Miami.
Hey, Miami! Ooh.
With round trip air on U.S. Air, hotel at the Grand Key Resort in Key West, and scuba lessons.
Oh, man, that's a great trip.
Courtesy of Visit Florida, Men of Honor. Now on DVD and video.
Good prize.
So you're qualified for the trip to Miami, to South Florida. Enjoy. I'll be listening next Monday. And thank you, my friend. Hello?
Sir?
You're still there?
Uh-huh. Sir, man from Washington, D.C. that qualified for a fabulous prize. Hello?
I think his cell phone dropped out, right? Doesn't that mean we have to immediately go to... yeah, right, we'll get another winner. You know, hold on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Now, what's going on?
Is this the phones or is this us?
We should be okay.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. Listen,
what is the deal with cell phones in our particular area?
I don't think it's just our particular area, Mike.
It's everywhere.
I think it's everywhere. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm the caller.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. As long as you can stay on.
Are you on a hard line?
As long as you can stay on long enough for us to get your information, you'll win the stuff the other guy won.
Okay.
And a chance for the trip to Florida. And our apologies to the other guy.
Yeah, I mean, we lost contact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your name, honey?
Sabrina.
Sabrina, where are you from?
I'm from Winchester.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, that's Sabrina, everybody.
And that is a great prize. I'm glad we got at least somebody to win it.
Mm-hmm. On the hard line, we'll give away that trip to Florida on Monday's episode. So let me just get done with a Brandy here.
Yeah, wrap up your tragic tale.
Okay, and I want to make sure that I handle this delicately because obviously even
well,
though
this
I'm,
is sad, isn't it?
I'm kidding, but you know I miss the dog.
Well, it's a drag when a member of the family has to be put down like that. It sucks.
And I felt bad, and I know my mother-in-law is nuts about this.
Of course.
So we get there, and you know I don't know what kind of dog it is, and I don't know how old the dog is, and. All I know for sure is that I've signed the papers, and then I get to decide if I want the dog cremated, and I decide yes.
Sure.
And then do I want the ashes taken? Do I want to take the ashes with me? You know, and again, I'm thinking these are way too many questions for me to handle. I mean, I'm having to figure out the dog's age, the dog.
Oh, bad.
You know, it's bad.
Hot heatwave.
So, the dog did not even know what was happening.
No, I was gone by the time they put me in the incinerator.
So I say, cremation, do you want to take the ashes with you? No.
You don't want me?
No. I didn't. Listen, it was a sad day.
Put old Brandy up on the mantle.
It was a sad day. We just wanted to get it done with.
Sure.
So at that point now, in the room, what they've done is they've stuck the thing in the paw there where they're going to give her the final Kevorkian needle.
What's cooking?
And it's me and my sister-in-law.
You're there when they do this?
No. We leave the room for a second while they put the catheter in, and then they call us back in, and they say...
The catheter?
Yeah, well, they put it in the...
You mean the IV?
Yeah, but they called it a catheter.
Anyway, that's how a catheter is, what they put on your...
I've had experience with that, but they called it a catheter, but it was a thing that was sticking in her arm,
okay.
in her, you know, her arm to her paw,
right.
the front arm to the paw, whatever you call it.
Her leg, her foreleg.
Her foreleg, thank you, Buzz.
Forearm, Buzz.
So now at this time...
Okay, the dog.
No, probably it wasn't the dog sitter. And a cat sitter, dog sitter. No, it wasn't a dog sitter. So, come on now, guys. Come on now.
Seriously.
Now get serious.
No foolish.
Now, the dog is laying there, and it's me and my sister-in-law, and she says, we always give the family time to be with
The dog.
How sad.
Say goodbye.
Well, no, this is not just say goodbye.
No, it's sad, though.
And after about, 40 seconds, we had both been petting the dog and saying, you know, we love you, you've been a good dog, and then we were pretty much done with our goodbyes, but we didn't want to appear to be so callous as to go find the doctor to say, okay, we're ready.
It's tough. This is like lethal injection.
So my sister-in-law and I then wasted the next 10 or 15 minutes. We were, we were petting the dog, but at this point the dog was, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the eternal sleep, but she was sleeping.
Was it a medication-induced sleep?
Yeah. So she was sleeping. They didn't give her the juice to knock her, all the way out. But she was sleeping, and we were in there, and we were discussing a myriad of things, from my surgery to the weather a vacation she was going to be taking to... how she's swinging the golf clubs these days.
Right.
And her sister is doing something.
So they told you to go find the doctor was time?
No. Nobody told us this. So we realize now we've been in this room for 20 minutes.
Right.
And my sister-in-law said to me, do you think they're coming back? And I said, well, I think that they probably give families, a half hour, maybe longer. I said to my sister-in-law, who is a critical care nurse, I said, do you think it would be in poor taste if I opened the door and told the doctors that we're ready?
Let's get on with this.
And she said, no, I don't think so at all. So there was a front door that led to the lobby and the back door where we could hear all of the vets and stuff.
And so you actually thought that somebody was going to be coming back relatively soon.
But nobody was coming back. So I opened the door, and they're back there washing their hands and talking. And I said, hi, we're ready for you here in this room. And the nurse looks at her watch as if, 20 minutes is not enough time.
Boy, it would seem to me 5 minutes would be plenty of time.
She said, are you sure? And it was at that point, it made the supreme mistake of saying, well, I do want to get out on the beach sometime this morning. And I realized that was what I was thinking.
It didn't come out right.
I didn't mean it like that.
You want to go work on your tan.
She shoots me a look like I'm the biggest a-hole in the world. Oh, she's fine. The doctor will be in a moment.
Spend the last minutes with me when you can get your copper toe off.
Doctor will be in a moment, so... Now we're in there, and the doctor comes in, and again, the doctor is, going, oh, you're a good girl, all the stuff we've said. The doctor says, now I'm going to inject her, and don't be surprised. This will be very fast. You won't feel anything.
Right.
But sometimes, afterwards, you get a reaction, okay? And I was not even really paying attention during this part.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't. And about S my pants when... No, it was more than that.
Okay.
As she said, now she did say sometimes the dog will lose control of the bladder or the
bowels. Yeah, the whole body shuts down.
Right. Well, so it's a very sad, somber moment, and, they give her the injection, and I've got my hand on Brandy's chest, and immediately I feel she's not breathing anymore. I know she's gone. She's gone to the, dog patch in the sky. And... I was sitting there, and I was sad, and I was relieved at the same time, thinking, well, Jesus Christ, this is a nightmare.
And the dog's not suffering.
Yeah, and I'm glad that this is over. And I think for the first time that day, an actual moment of what I thought was bonding with the dog, right? I'm thinking back to good times we'd had.
Right.
And all of a sudden... The head lifts up and goes, and I mean, stitches and all, I jumped 5 feet.
Scared the crap out of me.
I jumped. I was like, whoa. I said to the doctor, this dog is not dead. And the doctor said, oh, yes, she is. That this is not
kind of an involuntary reaction there.
Not uncommon in the least.
Yeah.
And it just...
Very scared. Looked at you?
Yeah. Well, no. The eyes were shut.
I've covered to get you, dog.
The eyes were shut. But the thing is, it left me with an unsettling feeling.
Sure.
That we get... So they
remember this face, man.
They say, do you want the blanket? We said, no, the blanket will just make my mother-in-law think about the dog. No,
right.
No. Do you want the collar? No, again, that's bad memories. We can give it to another dog. thank you, I'll go out and I'll pay. And I'm standing out there waiting to get the bill, and actually, surprisingly reasonable.
Oh, God.
And, well, it was. How much would you estimate?
$500.
Please.
Really?
Please.
Well, dogs, I mean, every time my dogs are in the vet, it seems like it's costing me $200.
$69.
Really?
Yeah, cash and carry, $69.
Pretty amazing.
So I'm standing there, and I'm waiting to fill out the paperwork and get out the credit card and stuff, and my sister-in-law comes out of the bathroom, and I realize at this point that I'm wiping my face, and I'm like, oh, God, this was not an easy thing. My sister-in-law comes out and goes, have you washed your hands yet? And I said, well, no, I haven't washed my hands. She goes, she's my mom, get in there right now and wash your hands. And I didn't ask her why. Unless it was
off the spell of death.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I could think was, you've been around this, So I went in and then washed my hands and came out and then had a, it's the awkward time because there are all the other people in the vet clinic who are bringing their dogs like to have shots or to have them measured, and they're all happy with their dogs and stuff. And,
right.
And people are looking at us realizing that we came in with a dog.
Yeah.
But we are not. Leaving with the dog.
Yeah, you're not the first ones to do that.
Leaving with the dog, so it was sad, and we went back home, and my mother-in-law was fine. She was under control with it. My father-in-law was fine, realized that the dog has gone to a better place, and it wasn't until that night that I seriously got a nightmare.
Brandy came to see you?
That I had the Brandy nightmare. It's a nightmare about Brandy.
I'll be with you forever.
Yeah, that,
you signed the paper, man.
It wasn't even that. It was the fact that, it was only one time that I did this. One time. When we lived in Gaithersburg, I'm talking, this was like 12 years ago, 11 years ago.
Right.
One time, I was sitting at the desk, and I was trying to do some work, and the dog just would not stop howling,
mm-hmm.
and I took her by the collar and brought her in the other room, and I came back in, and she came back in and started howling again, and I just turned from the desk one time and just gave her a shot in the ass, just kicked her in the ass and said, get out of here.
And that came to you in the nightmare?
I'm working, and that's the one thing that I could not get rid of. I woke up in the middle of the night.
Cold sweat.
Like with the sweats, yeah, thinking about this.
You kicked me, man.
thinking about Brandy. And I think, for the most part, I treated the dog great, and she was a wonderful dog. And certainly
she was a fine girl.
She was, she certainly was a big part of the show for a lot of years.
Yes, she was.
And now
she will be missed.
She's gone.
She, God rest her soul.
So that's the story of putting down the dog.
Well, are your in-laws going to get another dog?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. My wife wants to get him a dog, but I don't think so. All weekend I'm racked with guilt about this. While on the other hand, I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to have to hear the dog howl anymore when I go down there.
And the dog was suffering.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no doubt that the dog needed to be moved to a better place. So that was it. And the last thought that I had was that the dog certainly could have pulled this any time over the last few months.
Right.
But somehow the dog knew that I was going to be there.
And one last inconvenience.
Yes, it would be the dog's last time to bother me and my personal schedule.
You can look at it as one last inconvenience, or you can look at it as the dog was really just waiting to say goodbye to you.
Yeah, well, okay.
Hanging on until you got there.
Think of it either way.
Sure.
That's what happened.
Wow.
And so that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing I got from my... Rob, can you grab that for me?
Uh-huh.
The only other thing I can give you from my vacation is that I did get a wonderful get well gift.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, this is a Motorola Arch wireless thing.
Uh-huh.
All the boys here at work have them.
The right.
thing you send email on.
Yeah, it's like a pager, the size of a pager, but it's got a keyboard where you can email.
Yeah, wow. And I get this thing.
Excuse me.
And I'm explaining to my wife how valuable this is, that all the guys at work have these things,
right?
And we can all communicate with each other. And it was some point over the weekend. Now I've got the thing now set on. Let me see. So it just vibrates. But let me give you the sound.
Keep it in your front pocket.
Set alarm. Okay.
Here we go.
God damn it. I've still got it on vibrate. Hold on.
Vibrate.
Set alarm. Quiet mode. Hold on.
It's a pretty red color.
Off. That's what I want. Okay. Mailbox alert. Standard.
Okay.
Your standard pager sound.
So I got this thing going. Right? And at one point, we're just sitting around, and this thing goes off. And I said to Frida, look.
There it is.
This is someone from work emailing me something vital. And everybody gathers around to see this new toy. And I ask you not when I click it on and I say, look, from Charles Broyhill.
Right.
Forward from Jim McClure. And I scroll down and I'm waiting to show them the important message. And the important message is, great new website. ShowYourRack.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to check that one out.
And I did. It's great. And it was at that point my wife said, this is the vital reason that you had to have this...
critical communications between you and your henchmen.
This cutting-edge pager. And
ShowYourRack.com.
And last night I got another urgent page from Charlie Broyhill.
Right.
And it was, turn on channel 336. Mandy Moore is on. And I turned the channel on, and Mandy Moore was half naked.
Yes, Charlie Broyhill, a big fan of Mandy Moore.
Yeah, a big fan of anybody who's underage.
Sure.
And so that's it. I've got that now.
There it is.
I'm totally in touch.
You will always be in contact.
I can get vibrated now. I can get vibrated.
Absolutely.
At any time. Oh, and
does that clip onto your belt?
It sure does. To give me that stylish nerd look.
There you go.
And last thing I got for you.
Ooh.
I realize that it's 2.5 months after your birthday.
Yes, but you know, good things are worth waiting for.
But here is your birthday gift: 2 tickets to the Producers.
Look at that!
Wow, September 12th. Now, please ignore the price on those tickets where it says $90.
Yeah, but although, you know, not cheap on face value, but I know you didn't pay face value for them.
Just to prove to you, I would like you to see the
receipt. The receipt's part of the gift.
I trust you. No, I want you to go to all the way to the bottom of the receipt.
$47.50.
Now, come on now. Come on, go to the bottom.
$1,167.50.
Wow. Correct.
I am not obligated to spend the same amount of money on you for your birthday.
No, you are not, because I effed it up, because it was you know.
This is pretty intense.
2 months late.
But look at this. Very cool.
There you go. So when we're up in Manhattan next week, go see the show.
I'm very excited about this.
Go see the waiter from the Atlantic Hotel. I now consider the birthday debt to be completely paid off.
This is wonderful. Yes, it is completely paid off.
In full.
Now, you say Matthew Broderick will be on holiday, correct?
Well, that's what some guy called us and said.
Yeah, right? But now I don't know, because they were just talking about him last night and, you know, how he's still in the run, and maybe he's still going to be in it.
Now, the only thing that I wish in all of this is, you know, of course, I'm very sorry that this was so late. I had the snafu with the Tiger Woods thing.
These look like great seats.
My wish is that the Red Sox, who have lost 8 games in a row,
yeah,
between now and next week,
you got Shears?
Lose.
I'll do it today.
You're going to do it today?
No, of course not.
Okay,
no.
All right. My only hope is that the Red Sox...
No, I mean, today I will tell you that there is little hope in Beantown. There is, you know, I came back after being out of the country, not anywhere near an internet site or a sports section from the United States to find that the bastards had dropped 7 in a row.
Now 8 in a row.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, while mathematically there's always a chance, you know, they're pretty much out of it.
That's what I'm hoping now, that if today's Tuesday, they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
When they lose like 8 more in a row, I think they might be mathematically eliminated, right?
What day of the week are those tickets for, your birthday present?
these are for... Wait, let me look. What is the day?
Are they for Wednesday or for Tuesday?
I mean, I'm trying to see. Where the hell's the date on them?
What are they, the 12th?
All right. 8 p.m. Wednesday, September 12th.
Wednesday. So that means if the Reds... Today's Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 10 games.
You're getting a page. Hey, you're getting a page right now. Is Broyhill sending you something?
Probably, yes.
Probably,
yes, it
important.
Is. From Charles Broyhill.
What does it say?
Hi.
Yeah. Nice to see he's got so much to do with his time.
That's all it says is hi. Let me send back. Reply to message.
custom reply. Yes.
You can send him a two-letter message as well.
I will. F?
That's right.
You.
But did we do without these?
Send message, message transmitting.
So listen, the deal is, if the Red Sox lose, I know they don't play every day,
yeah,
but they probably play 8 out of the next 10 games.
That I would be bald going to the
yes.
producers, that we do it in New York?
Yeah, that you would be bald going to the producers next Wednesday night in Manhattan.
But the bright side of that is you'll be easy to spot from the balcony.
Yeah, but I'll be wearing one of my hats. I'm going to have, I bought hats in Ireland.
Oh, I thought you were wearing a bandana.
Well, I'm going to do the do-rag, too. Yeah, I'm going to wear the do-rag.
If you're going to the theater, you really should wear a top hat.
A top hat. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I am going to cover my head.
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly how.
But
I'll probably be with a bandana when I'm here, the day I do it here.
Isn't the deal, though, the same as when I had my head shaved, at least for the first day of the show?
No.
You can't. Can't wear anything?
Absolutely not. I never made that deal.
Oh, come on.
But I never made that deal. In fact, we've covered this before. I will shave it in here and show all of you, but then when I walk out in the hallway, I'm going to have my head covered. I already discussed
Are
that.
Are you going to have a picture taken for the webpage?
Of course.
Okay, all right. Good.
How could I not do that?
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, that would be really, what's the point? I mean, what is the point of doing it? But I mean, as far as walking the hallways, you know, I'll do maybe one walk down the hallway.
All right.
Just to, you know, I mean, because, I mean, a bed is a bed, and they've done it to me again. And, you know, you gleefully watched with me on ESPN when they were doing the whole, just the total disintegration of a baseball team where this team has completely melted down. Every single, you know, you got guys like Pedro Martinez now saying, my shoulder hurts, I don't want to pitch. You know, the whole team is just in total disarray.
They let you down again.
I never, you know, but in a way, it's a good thing, and let me tell you why. Because at least they didn't go right down to the wire where they would have broken my heart in some tragic way. At least now, you know, if they're going to play like this, it'll be over, it'll be painless, and I can just ignore it. Like I did on Sunday night, where I completely ignored the game, where I knew they were going to lose, and I went to bed at like 10 o'clock. It was fantastic.
Do we have time to play this, or should I break?
You should break, but you can play a snippet if you wanted.
We do have on tape.
Yes.
When is this from, Rob?
Before the season started.
Here's Mike O'Mara, before the season started.
All right. This would be like okay. February, right?
We need the harps or something. Like we're going back in time here.
Rob, you saved it when I made the bet.
So confident.
Now I should point out that on that other bet, you do have something on the line. If the Red Sox go to the World Series,
oh yes, then I will shave my head.
You have to shave your head. Yeah. I just thought I'd I'm feeling very good about my boys today.
What did I tell you today? I said look at the calendar. April 16th.
Three out of the four.
Beat the Yankees.
Three out of four.
Happy Patriots Day, everybody.
Right. I said to Mike, talk to me in August.
Yeah. Big Mike Mussina pickup. Way to go.
It's April.
Mike,
talk to me in August.
I understand, but you know, I have to take the little victories.
Okay.
Right? Because Lord knows there'll be pain down the road.
I know. And what did I say to you upstairs? I really meant it. I'm glad you're happy for the day.
I like the fact that they got such a, you know, the Red Sox don't, they have their complete team right now. They've got a kind of a skeleton crew that they're throwing out there. And
right.
I like that.
And they're winning right now. They're just patching it together. But when they get everything in place.
Absolutely.
Watch out.
Scary.
Watch out.
I'd say this year's team, they could have some, they could actually win the division. I'd say that could happen.
There you go.
Right.
The optimism of April.
But I also said there'd be pain down the road.
Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Hey, you can't be anything but optimistic at that stage of the game.
Oh, that head shaving is...
I wish that Rob had the February thing where I actually made the bet, which was my most blind day of total euphoria.
Find that one, Robbie.
You might have it in
bed. We'll look for it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Portion of Don and Mike brought to you by MVP Superbook and Casino. www.mvpsports.com. Okay.
We're selling the F out of this show. Everything is sold on this show.
Surprised they didn't sponsor my surgery.
They could have.
Or your surgery was.
Hey,
hola.
Hola.
Listen, here he is. Ready to start his junior year of high school.
My goodness.
Wow. Ready to start the 11th grade.
All grown up.
And I was telling Bard yesterday that I'm, you know,
The thought that he's now going to be in 11th grade, that really is flipping me out. And it's not flipping him out, of course, but it's flipping me out. I was at one point just sitting there looking at him yesterday saying, oh, my God, you're a junior.
Right.
You're going to be in the 11th grade. It'd be very, very soon you're going to be a senior.
The junior year is...
Really gone forever, Dad.
The junior year is a tough year. It's sophomore and junior year. Those are the 2 years in high school where you really have to put the nose to the grindstone.
Yeah. Right, but no, you're going to get it done this year, right?
Right.
Right. And we've got a bribe going, of course.
A bribe?
The bribe. The bribe is straight A's. We'll get another dog.
Ah, very good.
There you go. Another dog. This is what we need. Another dog.
So you will have... Max, Clink, and another one.
Yes, and the cat Furball.
So you get a third dog.
Yeah, a third dog. That is the deal. And what did you think about the clothes we picked up for you?
The clothes are clothes.
Clothes, see? Can't win. Again, you can't win. Parents out there, you can relate to this. You can't win. I go to a store. I buy
them. Well, Dad, it's not like it's a... I have to wear a tie every day. What?
I know, but I think I'm buying you... Button-down shirts that are...
Button-down shirts are button-down shirts.
Well, what about the purple one? Come on.
Okay, the purple one scares me a little.
And the purple one scares me.
Why does the purple one scare you a little bit?
Because it's purple.
Because it's purple, and he was also incensed that I went to one of them outlets. It was Van Heusen outlet, and I was able to buy a couple of shirts.
Yeah.
Same color, same... button-down thing.
Dad, I'm sorry to break this to you.
Yeah.
We're never wearing those shirts at the same time.
I bought...
Father and son matching shirts?
Yeah.
Never.
I mean, they're just...
Never happening.
They're just regular button-down shirts.
But are they shirts that you would wear on your own, Bart?
If I had to go to a wedding.
No, come on. You're going to wear those shirts to school.
Yeah, to school.
You're going to wear those shirts to school. And what I'm going to do is one day... Because you leave the house now before I do in the morning, well, you always have for school. I'm going to see what shirt you're wearing, and on that day, I'm going to wear the identical shirt to work.
Will you be home before he gets home?
Yeah, that's another part of the new hours. I'm going to be home
before
Dad, he gets home. Yeah.
You don't realize, as soon as school gets out, I take off that shirt, so no one will see us in the same shirt.
Well, if I remember correctly, Bart, don't you kind of like... dance around the dress code, and all your classmates do the same thing. Like you're required to wear a coat and tie, but you kind of stretch it.
That now that he's a junior, though, and
right.
I had this discussion with him yesterday. I said, are you going to be dressing goofy again this year? And he said, no.
You're going to be dressing more regular this year.
Like, but tell the reason, not because he's junior.
No, all right, because of the girls.
I have classes at girls' schools.
Yes.
So I can't go in looking like a flop house.
Yes, he has some co-ed classes this year.
Now you can't go in looking like that because they would call you on it, or you can't go in looking like that because you just want to look more together?
A little of both.
Okay.
A little of both. And as a matter of fact, you know, I can't figure the kid out that yesterday... When did we go to the movies, you and me and Mom? Whenever it was a couple days ago, we went to the movies, and he's in the movie, and he says, I'm freezing, and he had on just, I got him like a Nike basketball top, okay, one of these things, and we're coming out of the movies, and he says, boy, now I'm hot, and he takes this thing off, and he's got underneath it an identical, a white beater.
It's not identical at all, Dad.
But it was black. Why would you wear a black wife beater on top of a black wife beater?
No. Every sleeve of shirt is not a wife beater.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is that sound in the background?
Yeah, what is that sound?
The other phone. I have someone on the other line.
It's a modern ring there.
What is that, the hold sound?
Yeah.
Who's on the other line?
Joe.
Oh, your friend Joe from school?
I forgot that your house
wait
is
there
like...
Wait there 1 second, Dad.
Your house is like DEFCON 4.
We got a lot of phones.
You are wired in at your house.
We got a lot of phones.
Technologically, the most advanced casa on the East Coast.
Oh, and speaking of that, I have another message here from Charles Broyhill.
Yes, and what does that say?
Who wants...
Hello?
Hold on a second. Message from Broyhill is... it was flash your rack, not show your rack.
Flash your rack, okay.
Charles Broyhill. So what's new with Joe?
Nothing. Nothing.
You looking forward to school tomorrow?
No.
Now, you got like a half day today?
No, I have no day today.
Well, you got to go in for something today, right?
Yeah.
And then tomorrow's, that's it? That's the first full day?
Yeah, today isn't real classes, though.
All right, today is just doing whatever you do, the orientation
stuff. Wait there for a second. Mom just got here.
Okay.
They're very busy at your house.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Well, it's an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going off to school.
Hey, Mom, I'm on the phone with Dad.
See, he's just working me. Because...
Hello?
Yeah, hello? why did you have to run off and tell Mom that?
No, I just came... I heard her came in and she said hello.
Oh, okay. You heard her came in?
Very funny. You're hilarious.
And I know what I would ask you about. Who's smarter at fantasy football?
I am.
Come on.
I am. I said it.
Come on.
Come on.
Did I stutter? I am.
Come on. You know, because...
Dad, saying come on won't make me change my mind.
Yeah, I just want you to say the truth.
I am.
The WJFK Bozo Fantasy League.
Yeah. The only thing is I have to say you are now because you're going to be picking my team.